They were once named one of the world's worst inventions by Time magazine, but Crocs are certainly having their moment. The rubber shoemaker is coming off a record year and expects that momentum to continue into 2022. Here with more is Yahoo Finance's Brad Smith. Hi, Brad.
Hey, Alexis. Yeah, one of the OG meme shoes there for Crocs. An inflationary retail price environment, though, combined with limited drops propping the secondary market, it's provided some wiggle room for a trendy value with key celebrity partnerships. Enter Crocs with the Jibbitz. Monday, Crocs announced that they expect record 2021 revenue with roughly 67% growth over 2020, while the previous guidance was approximately 62 to 65% growth there. Now, the big number here to focus in on, $2.31 billion. That's the expected revenue for full year 2021 results, applying the 67% year-over-year growth to the 2020 full-year revenue figure of $1.38 billion. And despite the upward guidance, shares, they've shed about 6% today. Amid the broader market sell-off that we've been watching, Crocs down 11% during 2022, a continuation of one of the bands that we've seen in this move lower for them. And it'd be easy to chalk it up to a sell the news type of trade, but the selling sentiment, it's been in play since November as Crocs has moved 35% off of the highs of late 2021. From a shareholder value perspective, the 104% return during the 2021 calendar year, that was the best trading calendar year for the company since 2018. But how sustainable is growth on top of a record revenue year? Crocs is expecting that 2022 revenues will grow 20% compared to 2021, excluding HeyDude. And we'll get into that in a second. So even though early months of the novel COVID-19 pandemic induced a sprint for the foam slippers, thus creating a glass slipper Cinderella moment for Crocs with cultural collabs to match, the prevailing pressure from holders of Crocs is indeed the revenue resiliency in question during a new demand generation phase. So I've reached out to comment from an analyst, foreign analyst who covers this company to gauge their outlook in light of the updates. And I hope to have an update later for our coverage of Crocs as well. Alexis.
Hey, Brad, you know, you touched on it a second ago, but what does the acquisition of private footwear label HeyDude do for Crocs growth? Because it didn't come cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. So the updates that we received today were not inclusive of revenue to be seen from their acquisition of HeyDude. Crocs rounded out their 2021, we do remember, and as you mentioned, by acquiring HeyDude in a cash and stock deal worth about $2.5 billion. And as part of today's news from Crocs, we did receive the full year pro forma revenues for HeyDude, approximately $700 to $750 million. And we'll see if that can get to a $1 billion stature that the brand may be looking for by 2024. But from here, the company is expecting to hit $5 billion in revenue by 2026, even before the HeyDude revenues, as Crocs CEO Andrew Rees has said as part of today's revenue guidance. And so the HeyDude acquisition certainly provides a lean further into that comfort category for Crocs, but doubtful that Crocs is going to be propelling HeyDude products to StockX fame the same way that some limited edition Crocs have been able to make their way into the secondary and resale market. And a consideration for any brand carrying a cultural relevance such as Crocs does is the opportunity for perhaps metaverse product recognition and monetization. Partnerships with Crocs already been present in games such as NBA 2K22, as seen by Dot Esports. But again, further highlights the demand generation mix, creating near-term uncertainty for investors, resulting in price action that we've been tracking. Shares already crossing below that 200-day moving average. So we're going to be keeping a close eye on what action this sets up for investors as we move on throughout the rest of this year.
All right, Brad Smith, thanks so much. We appreciate the skinny there on Crocs.